Blog Talk Radio.
Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you for listening to us as we bring you another beautiful discussion today from Imam Shahid Shabazz on to rebel against the will of the Almighty God Allah is destruction. Everything in creation follows divine and moral laws. If those laws are broken, there is no protection from the Creator, and the creation will destroy itself. Man asks, why is all this evil and destruction happening today? Why is there so much killing and so much destruction in the land? It is because of man rebelling against God's will and choosing to do as he wills. Self-destruction is the result of man's disobedience to the divine moral laws of the Almighty God, Allah. Again, thank you, our radio listening audience, as we bring to you this morning the broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. We are broadcasting here in North Carolina. Today we're in Kernersville, North Carolina. And again, it's a beautiful and sunny day outside. So let's sit back and enjoy the show and prepare to join us by pushing the number one button on your phone to ask questions to Imam Shabazz or to make comments. We'd love to hear from you. So now I will not hold you any longer. I will have Imam Shahid Shabazz to come on.
Assalamu alaikum. Greetings of peace to the listening audience today. We do wish you peace because we see there's so much destruction and confusion in the life of most people today. So we want to say a universal prayer that is a universal prayer that's been said throughout history, through all the messengers and prophets. Peace be upon them all, of Almighty God Allah. This prayer is a prayer that will not only give you guidance if you follow sincerely this prayer, but it will protect you from the evils of yourself and the evils of this world, so that when you leave this world, you won't just die physically, but you'll live on forever, eternally, with our eternal Creator unseen. Amen. With that said, we will begin the prayer. We will say it in Arabic, and then we'll translate it into English. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إنا صراط مستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We said, translated into English, with the name of Allah, the Merciful, Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Cherisher and Sustainer of the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, Master, Ruler of the Day of Judgment, thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. Again, we greet you in the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, today we want to talk about the universal and divine laws of the Creator. You know, Almighty Allah, thing that He created to be governed by His divine moral laws. And everything we see in the creation of Almighty Allah, it follows a system. It follows a system. And by following this system is a system of moral law. And the moral means that moral simply means good. That's just plain. Moral means good. Almighty God Allah is all good. And everything He do is good. So when He created the heavens and the earth, He said He created the heavens and the earth all good, because He's all good. Now, His goodness is also His will. So He created His goodness in the heavens and the earth and the universe, and He created His will, which is His law. Another name for His will is His law. And His will and His law is good, and it's just. You say He created the heavens and the earth also for justice and for a term appointed. So we see that the creation down here on the earth can't function right unless everything is following divine order and law. And everything down here on earth is following divine order and law that Allah, the Creator, created, except man and woman. Man and woman wants to break that order and that law, interrupting it by following their own will or their own ways. Now, this is something that must be understood. Almighty Allah say all the good that happens in the life of humans come from Him. Almighty Allah also say, on the other hand, all the evil or bad that happens in our life as humans, it comes from our own hands, our own will, you see. So nothing and no religion in the world can change this fact. We look in the world in all religions, and we see people saying they believe in God and they're giving God all kinds of attributes that don't apply to God, making God an idol. When the Almighty Allah, the Creator of the heavens and earth, He is not an idol. He don't have an image. He's spiritual. You can't see His spirit with your mortal eyes. You can't make an image of Him and say that's Him, because you can't create a God. God is Allah, is the Creator, and everything else is creation. So nothing can create nothing. Almighty Allah created all His creation from nothing. So my point is that all the evil that we see in the world, let's not blame the devil or the Satan or the jinn, evil spirits. Let's blame ourselves, because our Creator has already informed us and let us know that all the bad, all the hurt, all the harm, all the evil that happens in our life, it comes from our own choices that we make to choose to follow our own way or will rather than the will or the way of Almighty Allah. That's a choice. You can't blame nobody else. You're personally responsible to choose the right and then leave the wrong alone. And you can do that if you want to. everybody. But the reason that we don't see most people doing it, because they think that it's dull to serve Almighty God correctly. They think if you give your whole life to carrying out and serving Almighty Allah, the Creator, sincerely, they think that you're going to miss out on the fun of life. They think that you're going to miss out on having a good time. They think it's boring, you see. But they look around them today, and they're doing what they want to do, and they got all of this destruction in their lives. Is that boring? Is that boring? Which is boring? To serve Almighty Allah and have peace and joy all the time in the midst of this hell, and this, or to follow your own will, and you got all the people, most of them around you following their will, and y'all killing and destroying each other. You ain't never happy with each other. You can't get along with each other, you see. And Almighty Allah say he created humans as nations and tribes, that we might get to know one another and not despise or hate one another, you see. We're made to treat each other good because we were made, and when we were created with the nature of good in us. Allah, the Creator, he created us as bodies, and he put his divine spirit into our body, and it made us good. We had a good heart, and our nature is in our heart, good-hearted and good-natured. We are born good-hearted and good-natured people. But when we go against the will of our Creator, our nature becomes changed and perverted, and we become freaks of nature. We start doing things that are against our nature. For instance, a man wanting to be with another man, marry another man, a female wanting to marry another female, they are freaks of nature. And all that means is that they have freaked outside of their nature. And a freak is something perverted. That's all it means. Your nature is perverted. And the devil, or the Satan himself, said to the Creator, Allah, in the beginning, in heaven, when Allah said he was going to create man and woman, he said, I can't submit to something that you're going to create out of mud, clay. You created me out of fire. We'll break that down a little later. But the point of it is that he said to Allah in the conversation before he got excommunicated out of heaven, he said, if you give me respite, please give me respite until the day you raise up the human beings from the dead, from their dead graves. So Allah said, okay, I grant you respite to the day of judgment. So Satan say, since you have given me respite, I'm going to bring all humans under my sway, under my way, my evil way, except your sincere servants who've been purified by your grace. Now, we see this plan being fulfilled today. Today, we see that most people are following their own ways. And also, the Satan said, I'm going to deface or change the beautiful nature that you created in people. Now, that beautiful nature is the goodness of Allah, our Creator. That's that beautiful nature. Now he got that beautiful nature, Satan, and most of the old people changed. Their beautiful nature is no longer beautiful. You got men want to have sex with men. Men marrying men. Women marrying women. Going together, walking around like it's natural with no shame in their game. You got people molesting children. Molesting their own children. You got people cutting people up, their body parts, eating their body parts. You got people doing all kinds of horrific things in a world that Almighty Allah made good and made people good. So Almighty Allah said he will never change these terrible, evil conditions of us as human beings until we first change our hearts. Change our hearts back from that unnatural, evil, wickedness that we have brought into our nature and corrupted our good nature. Take that stuff out of you. How do you get it out of you? You start design You get it out of you the same way you brought it in you. All you got to do is will and desire to live right, to do right, to think right, and go to the one that can help you achieve that goal, because he created you that way anyway, so it'll be easy for you to get back right, because it's your nature. It's hard for us to do wrong, because we have to go against our nature. We have to kill our conscience. We have to kill the goodness of God consciousness in our heart and in our mind, and then we become a djinn and a rebel against the will or the goodness of Almighty God, and that brings disharmony, disruption, and corruption in the whole entire universe, the whole entire universal order of Allah, which is good. See, this is teaching that you need to think on people, because Almighty Allah says that he created the heavens and the earth for goodness, his goodness, and for justice. Now also you have people, the majority of people are selfish. They don't want to help others. They got money. They got more than what they need, and see other people in need and walk right past them as if they don't even exist. Do you think that's right? In fact, people are supposed to help each other without having to even ask each other for help, because our nature is to serve our Creator, Allah, and to serve one another as human beings. That's our nature. It's natural. So when you help somebody, you're not doing them a favor. You're fulfilling your responsibility to your Creator that he created you for. You ain't doing them no favor. And this is why it has always been said, and this ain't just no saying, it's the truth, that the Creator, Allah, says it's better to give than to receive. Because when you give, you got room to receive. I'll give another analysis, an example. If you close your hand and you want somebody to give you something, you can't receive it. And as long as you keep your hand closed, you can't give out nothing to help nobody. So in order to receive, you got to give. Most people don't want to give up nothing, so they're not receiving what they need to sustain their real life, which is their spiritual life. If you want to gain your spiritual life, you got to give up these material things. You got to give of yourself to show love and kindness to people in any way you can. Even the smile at one another and say, I love you. Say, I hope you have a good day. Encourage them. Say, I hope that you and I can work together to help make this a better environment and world for all of us to live in. Things of this nature, this is how we were created. We were created in the goodness of Almighty Allah. And we were created just with his justice in us. And this justice means we were created to want for each other the good that we enjoy. We don't want it all for ourselves. We want to share the goodness with other people. You don't see a world like that of people. All over the world is like this. Evil, selfishness. And America, the United States of America, and Israel are the two main role models for this type of selfish thinking. Also England. Yes. These are the three places, countries of places, where evil is the most promoted and institutionalized as education. Because in these places that the Jews and the Gentiles, the Caucasians, these universities that they got all over the world, they teach racism. They teach that the Creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah, is white. They teach that everything associated with the Creator is white. And they teach right now today that everything associated with dark or black is bad. That's how they introduce racism into religion. And they made that white God and taught it to black people in Africa and took over the whole continent of Africa. Divided those Africans. Now they control Africa. They brought us slaves from Africa over to America, and they taught us a white religion, took our true not religion, way of life from us. Because what Allah created for people to live by is not religion. What Allah, the Creator, created for people to live by is called deen. Deen is an Arabic word that means way of life. Yes, it means way of life. And so, Almighty God, Allah created a way of life, a way for all humans to live. Now, we look around the world, we ask ourselves the question, why ain't people living there? Is it living off to share with my cousin in Richmond? Is it living just to eat and sleep and get nice material things and, you know, walk around trying to act white, really? What I mean by act white, and it's not a racist program for all of you all out there who think I'm just supposed to say all the words in Arabic and all that kind of stuff. I ain't concerned with y'all. I'm trying to reach the general public. You see, life is for the human being is not animal life. Eat and sleep and procreate and get material things and think that's all we're supposed to do. That's as far as our life's supposed to go. You're going to have a short and miserable life if you think that. Life for the human being, first of all, it ain't even on the outside. It's not material. It's not in matter. It's in the spirit of Almighty God, Allah, inside of us. So if you want life, you can only get life where life is. God is life. Allah is life. I say God for the benefit of you all who believe and know in the English language God. But God is not God. God is not equal with anything. You can turn the word God around and make dogs. And people, especially white people, they worship dogs. Now you got black people and other people, especially in America and the world, they worship dogs. And they've got that by imitating white people, so-called white people, pale-skinned white people. You ain't supposed to worship no dog. That's the lowest you can go talking about God is a dog. And God is, and they even say, dog is man's best friend. Almighty God is Allah supposed to be your best friend. You around here talking about a dog is your best friend. You done gone but search, completely out of your mind. The best friend of everybody is Almighty God Allah. So we can see, this world ain't going to get no better if we just let it be. You got people walking around every day looking at the problems, talking about the problem, but ain't hardly nobody doing nothing to solve the problem. First of all, most people, they satisfied in their own little world long as they're all right. They feel like, oh, well, let the rest of the people in the world get it the way I got it. That's not natural. That's that jinn in you talking, that evil spirit in you talking. Because if the God in you was talking, then you would say, no, I got to do something to help change these conditions. And everybody, most everybody always looking at the news and talking about what the government ain't doing. You need to stop that. That's why things ain't getting better for you here in America in particular. It ain't what the government can do for you. It's what you can do for yourself to help make the government even better by living a good life. And if you live a good life, then Almighty God can come together, stop being divided. I'm talking about black, whites, Chinese, everybody that's in this country that's immigrant, that migrated to this country, if you just work together and other groups do work together and their conditions are being made better. The Chinese, white people, Italians and Jews, these people support each other, business and everything. The only group in America that don't work together is the black so-called African Americans. They don't want to work together, but they want things to get better for them. How can things get better for you when you don't have no respect for yourself, no love for yourself? When you hate yourself and you want everybody else to love you, and you try to win everybody else's love, but you don't even love each other. You don't try to win the love of Allah or your Creator and each other. Charity starts at home and then spreads abroad. So with that said, I think I've said enough of what I want to say. The Creator want me to say Allah at this time. So we may have some guests, or we may not, but I want to give them an opportunity to come on this program and share in this beautiful dialogue with us, teachings with us. about the Creator and His plan, true plan for our life, and how we can stop the self-destruction and self-annihilation of most all human beings on the planet Earth real soon if we don't stop our ways and turn back to the ways of Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz, you're listening to today the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Today's discussion is on to rebel against the will of the Almighty God Allah is destruction. And we can see all around us nothing but destruction. And we can see all around us nothing but evil going on, treating each other wrong, not just human beings treating human beings wrong, but the earth itself, human beings abusing and misusing the animals and Allah's creation, doing all kinds of evil, poisoning the foods, poisoning the waters, running the animals away from their habitat and just building huge buildings for show and to try to compete against one another and the riches that they received from the earth that Allah blessed them with. So you can see evil is everywhere today because man has chosen to do what man wants to do, to follow man's will, man's laws, man's ways, and forget about the Creator. Many, many don't even want to think about a Creator, to think about Allah, to think about God, to think about anyone over them other than themselves or someone who looks like themselves. And as Imam Shabazz was saying, many are actually still worshiping animals nowadays. They talk about and treat the animals and then their little puppies and pets they have better than they do human beings. They respect their lives better than they do the life of a human being, especially the human, if the human being is of a certain class, if that human being is of a certain race. They have had a human being as their so-called slave, then they respect the animals, love them because they feel like a human being is lesser than the animals. And this is how corrupt the world has become today. So this is why we see so much going on, so much evilness and wickedness, so much killing going on, killing like we've never seen. We never thought we'd live to see a day like this. When the law just even goes out and takes it upon itself just to shoot someone down because they feel like they want to kill somebody today. But all these youths that are being killed, African-American youth especially. We know there are others, majority are still the African-American youth, black boys. All this killing of each other that's going on all over the world. And some say, well, we kill each other up, so what do we expect from them? There should be no killing, period. If a person is supposed to be the better person, the more cultured person, the more spiritual person, then he should be the one who calls the others back to the light by what? Demonstrating good, the best of conduct within himself, and showing them the best way to handle the situation without harming their neighbor, harming their fellow man. So there should be no such as killing one another. It's not even necessary to kill. With all the other means that Allah has blessed man with, and with his mind, he should be able to apprehend anyone for any crime or anything without having to kill him. God should not be allowed anymore. Should not have ever been out, but definitely should be outlawed. I don't care who likes or dislikes them. They should be outlawed, period. Man's mind is so advanced today that he knows other means of disciplining the wrongs of humanity without going resorting to having to pull a gun out and just shoot him cold dead on the streets. This is nothing but evilness and wickedness of the man. But he's chosen to follow his way. Well, he has no respect for life himself anymore except for, quote, his life. No life is important except his. That is his little clique, his little family, those who are in rulership position like him. The rest of them, the people he feels like don't need to be living anyway, so he doesn't care. He allowed them to kill each other up, allows the drugs to be brought into the neighborhood. He knows they're being brought there. Why? Because he reached the profits. He reached the financial profits of the drugs himself when they're brought into the neighborhood. So therefore, and many are involved in the back of having the drugs brought in. So-called law makers are the law breakers today. So how can we expect to have good on earth? How can we expect to see things happening right when wrong is starting from the top, from those who are in charge of overseeing mankind and overseeing the good on earth? They are the ones who are creating the evil, deliberately taking the earth and abusing it, putting poison into it. And the food doesn't even taste like food anymore. Some of it tastes like rubber, bland, no flavoring, no delicious flavoring that the law has given to it. There is no such as going out and getting a good, fresh tomato and tasting it in its sweetness and its goodness. The food is very bland. The apples, the oranges don't have the sweet juice flowing in them that you used to drink. So juicy it used to be, they'd be tasting like sugar in your mouth. Strawberries taste like bitter. They're not sweet and juicy. And not too many years ago, when I came up and all, we could walk down the street and pick fruits from the trees and eat fruits from the gardens where people grow them, and they would be so sweet and juicy and delicious. And even the fruits that came from the store. They didn't have all of this mixing all these chemicals and additives to the food to destroy the human being gradually and destroy the taste of the food. And man had to buy it anyway because he doesn't have any other way of getting his food. This is how evil and wicked the world has become today. The water, you have to go and buy bottled water. What about all that pure water in the earth that the Creator put there for you? I remember again when I was little and we were coming up, we used to love, after the rain especially, we would have ditches across where we lived, and we have a little place of woods where we could walk from the street to the house by walking on that plank, like a little overbridge, you know, and there would be a ditch in front of our house. And after it rained, I lived in a small town called Stuttgart, Arkansas, Rice Land town, where all the rice comes from, and the rock. After it rained, oh, you know, the earth was beautiful and green and the water would be so clear. And we'd love to just stand out and watch the beautiful minerals and all that. And we sometimes see even eels and things in the water, but we could see their color, their shape, and everything. You can't see nothing but more filth and dirt in the water today. Nothing but the water itself has been destroyed, polluted, pollution everywhere. And that all comes from the delusion of the hearts of man. It all begins within the heart of man. This is where the evil comes from, the man's mind. And it manifests itself, rebels against it. That's the law's will. That's why you see more storms than ever, more destructive storms going on. Tornadoes, hurricanes, cyclones, all earthquakes, rebelling out, and more destruction happening as a result than ever. Because the earth is tired of being destroyed and abused. So Allah is permitting it to rebel, rise up against man, and destroy him. So this is the time that we're living in, a most evil time. Why? Because man has rebelled against the laws, the moral and discipline, divine laws of man that creates discipline and order on earth. There is no more order, just chaos and confusion. And I don't want to continue to go on and on. I am giving my husband a chance to rest after such a beautiful discussion here. And I'm looking at our switchboard, and so far I don't see anyone who has come on to ask a question or to make a comment on what has been taught to him so far today, the discussion that we have at this time. So if there's anyone out in the listening audience who would like to make a comment or ask a question, please don't be bashful. I know most are, because when I call people sometimes to see if they're listening to your radio, she's been coming on. I will come on, but I don't want to say anything. People, we have to know what it is that you in life, that concerns you, your concerns, you know, about what's going on. And all of us discuss these issues with you in the best of ways, so that you will receive some understanding or knowledge that you are seeking to help you to improve and understand more about what's going on and what and why things are happening as they are. We need your feedback or input too. So don't be so-called bashful and say, I don't know anything to say. Most of us call on the phones and we talk for hours with our friends and all. About what? Come on. Bring out some of that good knowledge that you have back in your information. Bring it. It's time now to bring it out and share it. You may do so. Just dial that, push that number one button on your phone and let us hear from you. I want to remind you again, our radio listening audience, that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And we come on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pass the word on, please, to others who might be concerned about the world and what's happening and would like to participate in the discussion. So share it. Share your experiences that you receive on the show, especially for you, if you are enjoying it. Pass it on to your fellow man. This is how we do it. This is how others are able to be successful on earth, by working together in unity. When one gets, he shares it with the other. He doesn't hold back. The knowledge that one receives, he shares that knowledge. This is what we must understand, that we must do as a people in order to be successful. And now, I bring to you again, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes. We will continue, inshallah. That means be the will of our Creator. This is what I want to say, people. You see, created as human beings, even in religion, or even to say they believe in a God, they want to live a double life, which there's no double life to live. Life is in the goodness of Allah. And it's not in some of his goodness. He's not some good. He's all good. So how can you live a godly life, no matter what you call God, no matter what religion you believe in, no matter what you call God's name? How can you live according to the divine goodness of Allah, your Creator, Almighty God, when you are saying, I believe in God on one hand, and I'm going to live to do good on one hand, but then I'm going to follow my ways on the other hand, and I'm going to do evil. I'm going to get down in the fifth and wallow in the fifth, my own filth and evil, like a hog wallow in slop. This is what you got most people doing, and they think that this is acceptable by Allah the Creator. I'm here to let you know today it is not acceptable by Almighty God Allah. And in fact, it's called manafakun in Arabic, or hypocritical. So most people today are hypocrites. They want to strive to say they want to live a good life, but they want to go on living an evil way at the same time. You cannot live an evil and a good life. There's no such a way to live. Life is in all good, and evil is in all evil or all bad. You have to make a choice. You got to get on one side or the other. As the Bible says, the Christians say, you can't serve two masters. Well, that's true, too. Because Almighty God Allah is the master of the heavens and the earth. And the evil that people are down here serving have no power at all to create good. It have no power to force us to do evil as humans. It's our choice. In fact, evil admits in the final revelations of Allah, in the Quran, evil admits it fears a lot. Because you understand, now evil won't always evil. Evil was once good. The one we call the Satan was once the chief angel in heaven. He was good, all good. So he know the Creator. Don't think he don't know evil, don't know good. Evil became evil because it rebelled against good. That's how Satan became evil. And that's how we become evil too, by rebelling against the goodness of God, Allah, in us, and wanting to follow our carnal, our flesh desires, which is of this evil world. And it leads us into all types of immorality, immoral sins, and corruptions, you see. So the key for human beings to stop the annihilation of the human race by with evil, the onslaught of evil, is to correctly inform yourself with the correct knowledge of your Creator. There's a verse in the Bible, the Holy Bible of the Christians, that say, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. Now, this ain't any knowledge. This is the Creator, and then he's speaking now, and he's speaking to his creatures, man and woman in particular. And he's saying, man and woman, you're perishing because you don't know me. You done forgot me. You learn in these so-called schools, and you get miseducated, and all they teach us about is my material creation. But they don't teach you to go beyond my material creation into understanding my real world, which is unseen. So most all people know that's been taught in these so-called institutions of higher learning, they ain't got no learning at all. They've been miseducated. They've learned how to get a job. They've learned how to make some money. And even so, they don't know what to do with the money. They use the money for destruction, to destroy the human being. So is that education or is that miseducation? The real education is when you understand your Creator, you understand why he created you, and you strive to fulfill the purpose of life that he created for you, which is good, good life. It's wanting the good that you were created to do by yourself and do by your brothers and sisters among other humans in the human race, you see. So, you know, it's no issue with us carrying on this program because we're not speaking to you of our own anyway. We are just coming from the knowledge and the wisdom of the all-wise and all-knowing Creator, Allah, Almighty God, Allah. So, you see, goodness is in all of us. And as the co-host said, there's goodness in all of you all listening. You all have something good to say. And that's why the world is in its shape is in. Most everybody standing around seeing evil going on, and all they're doing is talking about it. But they ain't actively engaged in trying to find out what is the solution and then apply that solution to eliminate the problems, the evil, the destruction that's on us. It ain't going to just go away. Evil made a vow to destroy all human beings. And evil is going to keep that vow. It's not going to change. And we as human beings made a vow to our Creator when he created us. We made a vow to our Creator that we were going to, before even, as he was getting ready to create Adam, when he created Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were the first man and woman. They weren't evil. Adam and Eve was good. They made a vow, a covenant with the Creator, our Creator, that they were going to live a good life. But when they was in the heaven, the garden of Eden, the heaven, they weren't bodies then, they were souls. They made a vow to the Creator. He came to them every day and talked to them like I'm talking to y'all now. And they made a vow that we was going to live a good life. And he had provided them with all the good in that world they was in. It was a heaven. They didn't want for anything good. The only thing the Creator forbid them from was one tree that he allowed to exist in the garden that bore the fruit of good and evil. And he told them, he said, listen, I don't have to be with you, but I'm instructing you. When I'm not with you, if you follow all of the knowledge, the trees represent society, really, and the knowledge represents fruit. And he said to them, you know, you can go anywhere in the world, in this world, as long as you follow my truth, my truth is complete. It ain't mixed with lies. You will never go astray, and you will always have my guidance, even when I'm not here with you. But he say, the day that you eat of the truth that bear the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. And the death he was talking about wasn't a physical death, because they were not physical beings then. They were spiritual beings then. And so when they had a moment of weakness, when Satan, as clever as he is, he deceived them. And at a moment of weakness, they took their focus off what their creator had said, and they fell. They fell to his deceit, and they began to die spiritually. And in their spiritual death, they cried out to their Lord, Allah. They said, oh, Allah, forgive us. We didn't mean to fall victim to that evil, but we got weak and at a moment, and we took our focus off what you had instructed us to do. So this is the same with us as human beings on the planet Earth. When you forget Almighty God, Allah, people, you forget your very life, which is your soul. And that's what's going to happen with most people. They done forgot their soul. They done forgot that we are not just animals in an animal body, but that we are animals with a soul in us that makes us godlike. But if you don't connect with that, the soul, you can't connect with your creator, Allah. And you will have a life narrowed down to just an animal, and you won't be just an animal. You will become a beast, preying on one another like a lion prey on this prey. You understand? To eat, to get food. But that's the nature of the lion and other animals, to prey on other animals to eat. That's the form of nature of Allah has created for them to survive. But they don't just keep killing after they get their food. The animals stop killing. They don't just kill because they like to kill. When people are out of touch with their nature, the true nature of God, Allah, in them, they kill each other just for the hell of killing. Like the Cole said, they look at you and say, I don't like the way you look, and just shoot you down. A $200 pair of Michael Jordan shoes or LeBron James tennis shoes, they kill each other, especially black people, African-Americans, just because they want to have them a 200 pair of Michael Jordan shoes or LeBron James shoes so that they can think that that makes them be somebody. Michael Jordan and LeBron James, they working for the enemy in terms of how they get all the millions or billions. They making money for them to kill off their people. I'm not saying they ain't got to have a job, but they still, and I can say this about LeBron in particular, talking about two athletes, he do contribute back to help the youth, and I love him for that. He set up youth centers all over Ohio and around the country to help youth so they won't have to grow up in poverty and ignorance and just have no hope. You see, Michael Jordan, on the other hand, he spent his money to support white institutions that try to keep black people in slavery. That's what he do with his money. The billions or whatever he's so-called supposed to have in terms of dollar bills, measuring the value of a human being. And I want to say this, the value of a human being ain't measured by materialism. The value of a human being is measured by their God consciousness, by their righteousness, by the goodness of Allah, our God, in them, by their love for their fellow human being, and the help and care they have for others besides themselves. Almighty God, Allah said the best of us as humans is the one that is the most righteous, the one that is the most just, the one that is the most God-fearing, Allah-fearing, that fear to do injustice to themselves and fear to do injustice to other people, other human beings. So with that said, I'm going to pause for a brief moment here and allow the co-host to come on and comment on what I said if there's no guest that want to come on and join in with us today. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum, as-salam. Again, Imam Shahid Shabazz and the radio broadcast show, the reality of the Creator, this beautiful Sunday morning here in Kernersville, North Carolina. All right, today's discussion is to rebel against the will of the Almighty God is destruction. And I think that is clear enough for all of us to see. And Imam is doing a wonderful job of explaining and pointing to you what this destruction is and what it means and where it's coming from. It's coming from your stuff. It's coming from the evils that the man is doing to himself by not following divine law, the right way of life. It's so sad, people, that there's a saying that paradise lies at the foot of a mother. And we look and we wonder, is it paradise or is hell and destruction lies at the foot of a mother? Unfortunately, the little children, you see them, and sometimes you really want the conditions and the neighborhoods they're brought up in and how they're living. Some parents bring children on earth to do their evil to keep them from going to jail. Yes, they have children out here, putting them out to sell drugs for them, to prostitute for them, using them in any sickening, ridiculous, ugly way they can for them to get a little money and then for what? Do you know what? So they can get high. And that's enjoying life. And this is so sad and so pitiful. You see little 2 and 3 year old children out using a language that's unbelievable. You never thought you'd hear a child that small. You corrupt, filthy, foul language. Some of the worst of language. A little child. And it doesn't even look like a child because of the way it's conducting itself. You see a midget, old human being, like, you know, older, much older person. And that new life that has just come on earth, gotten on earth good. And it's already been corrupted, And by who? By the parent. That's what's so sad, people, by the parent. The parents are worse than the children now. There are some children who are teaching and telling the parent what's right and asking the parent not to do certain things that they shouldn't do. The child has to tell the parent how to live a more decent life. In many cases nowadays, you will have it. Children getting out on the streets and to provide and take care of themselves in any way they can and bring food home and put on the table, get them some clothes to wear to school, and afraid to mention to the teachers or mention at the school to anyone what their living conditions are all about. And you wonder what kind of world this is? This is pitiful. This is sad. It makes me think about when I was much younger and I was raising my children and I had this particular babysitter who was taking care of my children while I worked. And there was this little girl that was the same age as my daughter at the time. They were both 5 years old and they'd become so close. Anyway, it was summertime and our babysitter, they were going on a vacation to visit their parent down south who were ill, older and ill, and they wanted to see them again. So they were taking a vacation. We had to take the children and get another, of course, babysitter for them until they came back. Well, there was this one lady who had a daughter who had just come out of prison for selling drugs, where she had been there for years because of, she was a drug dealer, selling drugs. Well, her mother's thinking she's clean, going to go right, and all coming home to do right. So she had her babysitting for her children. And the little 5-year-old girl, what happened was that her older sister, this young lady was 21 years old. She decided that she needed some money, and she couldn't get no money the right way, quote. And she knew she couldn't go back and do drugs because she'd go back to jail. So she tells her 2 sisters and brother that she wants them to go out and get these drugs and hide them and sell them because nobody would suspect. So she tells them how to do it because she says nobody would suspect them. The 5-year-old is the one who spoke up and said, no, I'm not doing that. That's not right. You're going to get yourself in trouble and you'll get us in trouble. No, I'm not doing it. It's wrong. And because she said that, people, you would not believe what this young lady, this 21-year-old lady, did to her 5-year-old sister. I mean, she ended up doing horrendous things to her. They said they had a little balcony mic and took her out there all night and just walked and stomped on top of her. And then she took her back and took her in the bathroom, closed her door, fed her her own, you know, deficits that she did. And so she did it in a little cup and fed it to her and made her eat that. Then she put it in water, scalding water and cold water and all like this until she could just scream and holler, nothing but pain in her little body. And they said she kept tormenting this evil horror for things to her until the child died. She actually died from this, her own little sister. Now, can you imagine the cruelty and humane mentality that this world has? It's not a human mentality anymore. It's worse than animals. You can't compare it to it's totally monstrous, how monstrous in them that's causing him to do these type of things. And this is so sad. This is what the world, the type of help that is needed in this world to bring it back to the right today. Some human beings, so-called humans, have completely gone out of their minds. They're not humans. They're monsters. They're what you call jinn, the worst of kind. And this is why we need to understand, wake up, and come together and find, come back to the laws. Study the laws, the moral laws, the divine laws of the Creator, and come together to work to bring this world back to the way that He has designed it to be. Thank you again, our radio listening audience. You're again listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. Those of you who would like to donate for us to continue to air this program, who are enjoying it, who's getting information that they have not received from it, we want to thank you and ask you if there's any support that you can give us. We'll be glad to have it. Dial the number 336-497-8734, and we'll be glad to answer your call and tell you how you can go about supporting us in this mission. We do outreach work. We are in communities, reaching others, helping them in whatever way we can with this, through this program. We use money from our pockets or wherever we can get it to help those who come to us because we know they're in need. We see the children. We see the conditions they're living in. And there are so many, so many people who are in need of help today. So we try to do what we can. But we need your support. So dial 336-497-8734. And whatever a contribution you have, like we say, will certainly be appreciated. And now I want to give the turn it, the program back over once again to our Imam Shahid Shabazz. And before I do this, I want to talk a minute about this beautiful, beautiful brother who sacrifices every Sunday and gets upset if he can't be here for the people. The people need it. They're listening to me. A lot of them, they are receiving the comfort and knowledge that they needed. They haven't received before. They've looked everywhere before. And I am bringing knowledge to the people from the Creator. They say, they know an upright God to a man when they hear one. So He is very, very anxious to be here for you, to help you in any way you can, and to discuss these issues of concern with you each Sunday. And He has been doing this, walking through the streets, all here or in the South in many different states, in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, all down in Virginia, and North Carolina, spreading the word of God, the Creator, and talking to the people many, many years, for almost 40 years, and maybe be a little over 40, I believe. And it's amazing that he can still do this work today, but he's still doing it. He goes out when he can, and he's not going out, people, just to sell the products that we have, you know, just to sustain us and help us to put this, bring this program to you. No, he's going out to reach the people who are looking and seeking for help, for the right path, to turn their life around, to make a change in life. And so many people are so grateful and thankful. It's just amazing. We have little children running to him asking, "Are you God? Are you Jesus? You're a preacher?" They know that he is an important man sent by God because he reminds them of God, sent to them to help them. And the little children just love him. They run, they see him coming, here they come running. And it's so beautiful, and they're so thankful by a lot of their blessings to be able to serve the puppet like this for him to do his work help carry on his will. So we want to ask for your support in any way that you can. We would appreciate it. And now I bring to you our Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I want to say to all the Muslims now, in particular, listening, and you Muslims, I want you to understand me, inshallah, clearly. Almighty Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he didn't just send the Holy Quran, his final revelations to mankind, for guidance to help us out of the evil and corruption of ourselves and the evil and the corruptions of this world and the Satan. But he revealed many revelations, many scriptures, long before Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He revealed scriptures to Jesus, Moses, Abraham, Noah, Solomon, Lot, Jonah, Adam, the first man, the first prophet. So why am I saying this? We are all one people, Muslims. Most Muslims today, they separate themselves from other religions and act like to y'all be y'all religion and to us be our religion. They don't think you're supposed to talk about no talk if you teach in Islam unless it's all Islam. Don't include or be include, you see, other religion and other people into the conversation about Islam. You can't talk Islam without talking about humanity. Islam don't mean Muslim. Islam means submission to the will of the Creator. I want you Muslims to understand this, that's listening today. And if you submit your will to the will of your Creator, Allah, the Creator of the heavens and earth, of every human being and everything created in the heavens and earth, he say if you are to serve him, you are to serve your brothers and sisters among humanity. And he didn't say Muslims. He said humankind. That's every human being you see. If you can help them, you're supposed to be trying to help them. And they ain't supposed to have to ask you to help them. In our deen, Islam, way of life, you're supposed to go out like the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I ain't trying to impress y'all by saying that in Arabic either, because a lot of you are so ignorant, you think just speaking Arabic going to change the world, or wearing some certain clothes going to change the world. Huh? No, changing the world means changing your conduct from that of bad and selfishness, evil, wickedness, hypocrisy, and living a life of purity, truthfulness, honesty, and integrity like Prophet Muhammad lived. Prophet Muhammad had a wife named Aisha, radiyallahu anhu. May Allah be pleased with her. And this lady met someone that had heard about the life of the Prophet Muhammad, like the co-host just said about my life, who've been living a life of integrity, a life of love for people. Prophet Muhammad had Christian friends. He had Jews that was his friends. He had other people of other religions that was his friends, because he recognized people are of one goodness, the goodness of Almighty God, and all people are one. We are one in our spiritual nature, because our Creator is one. So that's what he used. He didn't judge people. He just dealt with the goodness and the kindness and the love of Almighty Allah, and he shared that with people, and they were drawn to him because of his kindness. One time in his life, peace be upon him, in the prayers of Allah and all righteous, in heaven and on earth. This was this Jew lady, and she didn't like Islam, just like you got a lot of Jews don't like Islam now. Christians, other people, and say all kinds of derogatory things about Islam and don't even know they're talking against their own soul, because Islam is here for them. They help them save themselves from their own evil self. This lady, Prophet Muhammad, was a merchant. A merchant is just like a person. Well, it is a person who sells merchandise. The word merchant comes from merchandise, selling merchandise. So he worked for himself, selling merchandise, traveling to and fro out the Arabian Peninsula and parts of Africa too. Because really, it's no such thing as Arabia. Arabia is really Africa. And there's really no such thing as Africa, the continent, and the largest continent in the world, is called Asia. Asia means land of the blacks. That's right. Most of the prophets and the messengers of Allah, they were black. But anyway, this man, Prophet Muhammad, he dealt with all people. This lady, she used to hate Islam, hate him. She had a upstairs apartment, and when he walked past this route going to work, she would always curse him out, curse Islam, curse him, throw things out of the window on him. She even throw urine and urinate and throw that out there. Used to throw that on him. All of this because this man said God is one God. And then Mecca, at that time, they had a God in a place called the Kaaba, the house of God, Allah. They had a God for every day of the year they worshiped, sticks and stones. And she was one of the idolaters, too. It was a time like it is now where people worship idols. They didn't worship the unseen Allah, creator. You can't see. They worship idols. So the narrative story down, to shorten it, this lady, she took ill, and she had to go to hospital. And Prophet Muhammad, he still took the same route. He still went the same way he was always going in his work. Like I do, I take the same route a lot of times because I got customers all doing that route. And I imagine he did also. So he inquired to the people in the community about the lady. He asked about it, in other words, where is she at? And somebody told him the lady had took ill and she was in the hospital. Well, this man going to the hospital to see a lady that hated him, hated his way of life, hated him with a vicious passion, this lady. This is for you Muslims in particular, to show you what true Islam is. Not ritualism, but actually practical helping people, even if they don't love you, still show them kindness and love, which most of you don't even show each other kindness and love. You're Muslim. So this Prophet Muhammad, the greatest human being that ever lived, he lived for all, the salvation of all humankind. You see, he went to the hospital to visit the lady. The lady was so shocked. She was so touched in her soul and her heart. Is this who I think it is? I hate this man. I hate his religion. And he coming to see me to see how I'm doing, to see if I'm living or dying. Her heart was so moved and touched. That's the human nature. She asked him, what is your faith? What is your way, religion? And he told her. And she said, I want to become of your way of religion because of the love. It's so deep. I don't even have that type of love in my own religion. We don't even love our enemies. And you, I'm your enemy, and you love me. Christians say they love their enemies, but they really don't. Most Christians in America hate Muslims with a passion. So that's a lie in the Bible where it say, love your enemies. They even lie in them because they ain't like that lady. Most Christians, and even in my family, they don't love me. When I accepted Islam, they started hating on me ever since. It's been over 42 years, and still hate me. Even when they communicate with me and talk about God, they say Jesus is the Son of God just to annoy me to see if I'm going to come back and attack them and say God is not flesh and blood. He's a spirit. But even they say, and it's all tied into the story, they say the Christian, Jesus is the Son of God, and then they say he is God. And then, of course, they say God is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So they're very confused. So this lady was believing like that, but after she took the Shahada in the hospital under Prophet Muhammad, and what the Shahada is in Arabic, it means declaration of faith. One who declare their faith to God, and they declare their faith to God's prophet or messenger at that time, that they're going to follow him because they know he's going to guide them on the straight path of Almighty God that leads straight to Allah. So this lady took the Shahada. She declared her faith. She said, can I take my Shahada, declare my faith to follow God, and Allah and you now on my sick bed? Prophet Muhammad said, sure. So this lady said, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad, is the last prophet of Allah for all people, all mankind. Now that is such a beautiful story and message for you Muslims. Let you know that you're not practicing Islam by fighting against Christians, fighting against Jews, fighting against Buddhists, Hindus, and people in other religions, and condemning them, saying they're going to hell if they don't accept Islam. Islam is just a word, Muslim. It means submission to the will of Allah. Most of you Muslims are not submitting to the will of Allah. You're doing everything. You're practicing bid'ah, innovation. You're lying on Allah, saying Allah saying it's all right to do immoral things when Almighty God Allah would never say do something immoral, wrong, against his will. You're crazy. Most Muslims are insane today. And the Muslims have been blessed with the only way of life to save all people. That's why that Jew lady accepted Islam, because she seen that all the idolatry that they were worshiping in Mecca 14 centuries ago, it was destroying the world. You see? The Europeans that most black people wanted to worship, and why so-called white people in the world today, they were in the dark ages so much that they were walking around on their feet like dogs in caves in Europe and having sexual relationships with animals. Not just dogs, but with sheep and animals. You might not like what I'm saying, but I'm telling you the truth. Then they come over here, brought us from Africa, bring us over here to America, and tell us we descended, the black people that is, from monkeys and apes and stuff. The closest people to animals in their nature right now today are so-called white people and pale-skinned Jews. They have sex with their dogs. That's why they say dogs are man's best friends, because they lived with dogs. They had sexual relationship with dogs and animals, and they had children to come out deformed, looking like the humpback of Notre Dame and others. All types of deformities, because human beings are not supposed to be having sexual intercourse with animals outside of the human-animal race. But they're perverted in their nature because they rebelled against the will of God, the Jews and the Christians, thousands of years ago, and they killed his prophets and messengers so that they wouldn't be able to get the truth to all people, so that all people could be treated equal and live a good life. They wanted just a good life on earth for themselves, the whites and the Jews, and they still that way. They didn't really want to let other people into America. You see? They didn't want to let nobody into America but the blacks, so that they could have black slaves. And then when they did start finally letting other people into America, their so-called Christian country, they made sure that those people understood that you're going to have to abide by our laws, which the co-host said in the beginning, there's no laws. This is a lawless country. In this country here, you can steal until you get caught. You can lie until you get caught. But the government steals from the public every day, taking their tax dollars and using them for all types of ungodly, immoral acts and starting wars so they can go in other lands that over in the east that are rich and take all their riches, the oil, the diamonds, the gold, from the largest continent in the world and riches. So-called Africa is really Asia. So you see, we live in a time where you're going to perish if you don't educate yourself in the truth. Not just academics, you need truth over your academics so you'll know yourself in a righteous, godly manner and save your own self and be a good example so you can help save those around you. People, change is inevitable. Life is about betterment, not detriment. So if your life ain't getting better, it's because you ain't changed your heart and you ain't changed your nature back to the good nature that Almighty God Allah created in you, which will help you to be a good person and help you to be a moral good example for everybody around you. Like my co-host said, the children come up to me in D.C., but especially in the South, they come up to me and they ask me, am I God? They've been doing this for the last 5, 6 years strongly, 10 years strongly. They ask me, am I God? I don't have to open my mouth and say I'm a Muslim, I'm a Christian, I'm a Jew, I'm a preacher, I'm an imam. They just see the light, the goodness, and God's goodness is a light. It's called Nur in Arabic. It's a light, you see? And that his light will shine forth through you, and the people will know that this is God in this man. This is Allah in this woman. Almighty God, just by his light. He says, even in the Bible, he put a light in us when he put his spirit in us. His spirit is a light. And he said, go out in the world and let your light shine that others may know me through you, through my light in you. So you don't have to go out talking what religion you're in. Just go out and live a good life and let the light of Allah, the Creator, shine in your life. And the children will come up to you and say, are you God? Are you Jesus? Because they asked me, am I Jesus? Because that they were raised as Christians and they know Jesus has been made God in the Christian religion. So they don't mean no harm. I don't scorn them because I know they mean God. The Jews and the Gentiles, the white people, changed the Bible and corrupted it so that people would think God was white and it was a man, a white man. And now you got black people in their ignorance trying to make Jesus a black man. Well, if you make yourself a black Jesus or a white Jesus or a pink Jesus or a blue Jesus or a Chinese Jesus or a Buddhist Jesus, all your Jesus are not God. They are just God's, Allah's creation. God is not Jesus. Jesus is not God. God ain't got no mother. You got a lot of people worship the mother of Jesus saying she's the mother of God. How insane can one be? God ain't got no mother. Allah ain't got no mother or father. We say in Islam, who Allah, who Ahad, Allah who Samad, Lam Yalid, Wa Lam Yalad, Wa Lam Yaku, Lahu Kufu Wan Ahad. Say, in English, translated, say he, the creator, is one. He's eternal. He's self-sufficient, free of all needs, worthy of all praise. And there is nothing he created like unto him. I mean, so this is called the purity of faith. Because long as you understand that there's nothing like your creator, and he's a spirit, he's inside of you, and worship him in spirit and truth, he will purify your life, and you will be saved from your own evil and the evils of this evil, ungodly world. So the government can't help your people. You got to help yourself. If you want to be saved, don't expect the government to give you more money and more funds so you can go out here and spend it in drugs and alcohol in your evil mind and evil heart and destroy the world even more. That's not going to happen. And it ain't the government that's controlling the money for the poor so they can't get it. It's the creator controlling the money. Poor won't destroy themselves and become evil like the wicked. You should thank Almighty God Allah if you're poor because you got a chance to learn about him and his ways. The rich people think they are gods. They think they're wealth of gods. And Almighty Allah say this in the Quran and in the Bible and all revelations. And the Quran is just a confirmation and a clarification of all revelations. That's all. So we hope that y'all are listening, not with your ears, but listen with your soul. Listen with your heart. At this time, I'm going to say peace be upon you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you. Imam Shahid Shabazz for the teaching. I see we don't even have a minute left. So I'm going to let him give us a quick prayer as we close out for today. Thank you so much for joining us again, our radio listening audience. For the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz of the Allah's Creator. Imam Shahid Shabazz.
In this prayer, I'm just going to say naturally from my own soul, people, for all of us. I'm going to say with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We give all glory and all praise to our Creator, the only one that can save us from our own self-destruction and save us from the destruction of the jinn, the evil spirits in this material world that we cannot see. Nevertheless, they work evil through us, through our own evil. We ask Almighty God Allah to save us from the evil of ourselves and the evil whispers of jinns, evil spirits within ourselves and the evil spirits of the Satan and his evil jinn followers. We ask him to protect us. We ask him to help change the world soon so that we can have a world that he created in the beginning, a good world, where we want for our brother what we want for ourselves. We won't want to hurt our brother, but we want to love each other and not hurt and destroy each other. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum.
Malaika Islam, thank you, our radio listening audience, again for coming out. And again, next Sunday, 10:30 a.m. here, a.m. Reality of the Creator, Imam Shaheen Shabbat. Have a wonderful day.